Day of Madhvacharya. So we can talk a little bit about him also. You know, Shankaracharya was sent by the Lord, as described in the Padma Purana, to drive out Mayavadamasachastram Prasannam Pachamam Bauddham Uchyate. So he came and drew out Buddhism. And he gave a seemingly religious excuse for people to not surrender to God. Those who want to pretend to be religious but don't want to surrender to God, for them, he gave impersonalism. And subsequently, the Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanujacharya came in around 11th century, 1017 to around 1137 he was there. Shankaracharya was around 726. So after 300 years he came. Ramanujacharya refuted Shankaracharya quite well. So basically what Ramanujacharya did was, he took the same scriptures which Shankaracharya had taken. Shankaracharya took Vishnu Purana, Ramanujacharya also took Vishnu Purana. And he took the same scriptures and refuted Shankaracharya. But about 100 years after that, Madhvacharya appeared. And Madhvacharya, because Shankaracharya's hold on the Hindu thought was very great. It is actually stronger than the hold of modern science, or Western science on modern thought today. So it had to be gradually done. So Madhvacharya came and he launched an all-out attack. He took the scriptures with Rama, which Shankaracharya had used, and he used them and refuted, and he took several other scriptures. An all-out attack. And he talked about, so Shankaracharya said, everything is one. That ekam brahma dvitiya nasti. So Ramanujacharya said, yeah, everything is one, but there is a difference. Actually, it's Vishishtadvaita, that is philosophy. So Ramanujacharya's defining analogy was that every sampradaya has its defining analogy, which in a nutshell tells what is the philosophy of that sampradaya. So Ramanujacharya's defining analogy was the soul and the body. So the soul is Vishnu and the body is Prakriti and Jiva. So now this is in one sense true, because Mahavishnu enters into the Pradhan. And Mahavishnu is the super soul of the whole universe. So he says, yes, just as the soul is the same as the body and is different from the body. In a conventional sense we talk about it, we don't always differentiate how are you, that is, how is your body and how is your soul. You don't talk about it like that. So wherever the scriptures do talk about Brahman and Jiva as the same, we have to understand it's being talked in a conventional way. That was the analogy that he used. So he said, yes, there is oneness and there is difference also. But Madhvacharya, he came and launched an all-out attack. He said, there is no oneness at all. Everything is dvaita. Actually, all the Upanishads talk about tattvatraya. Tattvatraya means three truths. There is Jiva, Ishvara and Prakriti. So, taking this tattvatraya, Madhvacharya talked about the pancham bheda. Five differences. He said there is a difference between Jiva and Ishvara. There is difference between Prakriti and Ishvara. There is difference between Prakriti and Prakriti. There is difference between Jiva and Jiva. And there is difference between Jiva and Prakriti. So, there is no question of any oneness. There is duality everywhere. That's why we see Madhvacharya. Two fingers is dvaitavad. So, there is no oneness, there is actually two-ness, duality is there. So, in our sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two things from the Madhvacharya's teachings, and one of them was Mayavad Dushan, refutation of Mayavad. And one of the significant ways Madhvacharya refuted Mayavad was talking about the concept of Vishesha. Vishesha means inherent characteristic. Like we have in Prabhupada's Pranam Mantra, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarini. So what is this Nirvishesha? So generally the polemic means between the debate between the personalist and the impersonalist, would go on, is God Sagud or is he Nirgun? But there are so many references in the scripture to the fact that the absolute truth is Nirgun. Now the word Nirgun has two meanings. One is, the word guna can mean qualities, and the word guna can also mean modes. So, when the scriptures say that the Lord is nirguna, that means he is not affected by the material modes. That does not mean that he has no qualities. So therefore, Madhvacharya redefined the terminology and he said, instead of using nirguna and saguna, we should use nirvishesh and savishesh. So what is nirvishesh and savishesh? That he talked about the Mayavadis may also sometimes worship deities, they may also sing songs, and they may also do the activity that bhaktas do. But their idea is what? Like there's a famous Mayavadi teacher, he says that you should meditate on your Ishtadev. Ishtadev. You choose whichever god you want to meditate. They think they're very broad-minded. We are having democracy. You can elect whoever you want. But according to spirituality, such a democracy that you don't need a majority. Your own vote is the majority. You can choose your own god and worship that. So you meditate on your deity and you concentrate and concentrate and concentrate. And the success of your dhyana, the success of your meditation is when by the power of your concentration, the deity crumbles into powder. So demoniac. So that means then by your concentration you have gone beyond form to the formless light. So actually the Muslims came and destroyed temples and desecrated deities physically. But the impersonalists, they come and desecrate the deities intellectually, philosophically. They may accept the deities temporarily, but they want to go beyond the deities. So their idea is what? That for God, even if he has a form, that form is an acquired quality. So acquired quality means what? Like this seat is here. The seat has acquired by painting a particular color. Now that color is external to it. It was given to it at a particular time and it can be removed from it. So like that they say that God has a form which is given to him by our own mental conception. So we are the creators of God. We are the creators of God. So God has a form given to us by our mental conception and that is external to him. And when we become advanced enough, we take away that form and we go beyond the form. So that is the acquired quality. But what is the inherent quality? Like there is a rose which is red in color. Now the redness of the rose cannot be separated from the rose. From its very existence, the rose is always red. So this is an inherent quality. So an inherent quality is called as vishesha. So actually Madhvacharya talked extensively about this and Baldev Vidya Bhushan in his Govinda Bhashya as well as Gita Bhushan, he takes this concept mainly from the teachings of Madhvacharya. That the proper, that the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela are the Lord's inherent qualities, not his acquired qualities. Not the qualities which you have given to him by some mental conception. That is inherent qualities. And those who say that God is actually ultimately Nirvishesh, Prabhupada, Nirvishesh, Nyari, Paschat Deshatarani. Prabhupada has come to save us from them. So, Madhvacharya actually refuted impersonalism in a very powerful way and he established, you know, the Udupi Krishna temple he established and he gave a tremendous boost to the spreading of bhakti all over and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came later and fulfilled the long time master plan which was there, multi-century master plan. So Madhvacharya is himself Hanumanji and Bhima, extremely powerful and physically also he was powerful, intellectually also he was powerful. At one time the impersonalists, they found that he's just too powerful to debate with. So then they send a bodybuilder. They said, oh, you were a wrestler earlier, I want to wrestle with you. So Madhvacharya said, I have given up wrestling now. He says, oh, that means you are a coward. He said, no. So Madhvacharya said, okay, if you want to wrestle with me, first, he put his leg forward, move my toe. If you can move my toe, then I will accept that you are worthy of fighting with me. So then that wrestler felt very insulted. And he thought I'll just take his leg and pull him down and knock him and beat him to death. So he took his leg and was trying to move it. And you know, he was tugging and shaking and panting and ranting and cursing and not able to do anything. And he started sweating. And he was wiping off the sweat and again holding the leg and more sweat was coming. He was again wiping off the sweat and again, he was trying to hold that. And Madhvacharya was just meditating on the Supreme Lord. And what was happening? This wrestler was taking the dust of Madhvacharya's feet on his head. And eventually, not only was he physically defeated, but he was spiritually purified. And he fell at the feet of Madhvacharya, not just physically, but he was spiritually and became his disciple afterwards. So, Madhvacharya Bhagavat
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.